to St. Mark, the sixth chapter.
Very, very dramatic story about what
chosen another one for today. Now, that kind of goes against my grain because I've always found great comfort and stability and consistency in the lectionary. Every Sunday, you've got an appointed lection to read. And it's generally enough challenge for me to preach on what's given. So I'm grateful not to have to choose lessons. I'm grateful that they're prescribed each Sunday. And as I come to know myself, I have to admit that I generally have a reactionary bent of personality. That is to say, I'm best at reacting or responding to situations. I think that's why I was a great fielder in baseball. Fast hands, quick hands can react. So, give me a lesson, but don't make me pick one. But when, as is my custom every week, I like to Xerox the lesson, and then I put notes in my study, and they really become kind of the keystone, the fundament for the proclamation that I give. But I didn't know what the lesson was. I was on jury duty for a couple days. That's part of my excuse. When I Xeroxed the lesson, I found that it was the murder of John that was to be the gospel lesson. My spirit sank a little, and I was thinking to myself, I'm taking my vacation too late. I could have stuck Pastor Roy with this lesson. He's preaching next week. So, one might ask, how come we say gospel of the Lord after such a lesson? Perhaps, however, we ask that of a lot of things. How come is what we ask about a great deal of our lives. How does a sister in the faith die so young and unexpectedly? This happened in our community recently. How come violence propels people to our borders? How come wars between peoples are interminable? Why are people, our very friends across the waters in Rwanda and other places, dying without drinkable water or decent health care? How come?
Government who was enthralled, captive to the crowd, to
better. He can feel it in his heart. He's captive. That's what we get when we say we're captive to sin. He can't step outside.
Our banquet today is one of welcome to all, for this surely gives honor.